The United States established diplomatic relations with Jamaica in 1962. Since then, both countries have maintained strong and productive relations based on trust and mutual interest. This close friendship is built on a foundation of people-to-people ties and a vibrant Jamaican-American community.
To understand the importance of USA for Jamaica, you must see that USA is our number one trading partner, a leading source of foreign direct investment, the home of our largest Jamaican diaspora overseas, and also the leading market for our tourism.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Ambassador Paul Robotham. An important destination for U.S. investment, Jamaica has generally been a supportive partner in efforts bilaterally, regionally, and globally to liberalize trade. Under the Caribbean Basin Trade Partner Act and other trade measures, over 80% of Jamaican exports enter the U.S. market duty-free. Over 1 million American tourists visit Jamaica each year, and hundreds of thousands of Jamaicans visit the United States. The large Jamaican-American community sends billions of dollars in remittances to Jamaica annually. Over the years, the USA has been a strong development partner for Jamaica. Ambassador Robotham says, testament to this partnership is the undertaking of the various projects and programs such as the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, and the Caribbean Basin Initiative, as well as the Caribbean Basin Security Initiative, among others. Of note, he says, is the work being carried out by the Peace Corps to assist Jamaica and Jamaicans in a number of areas. The USAID is responsible for the implementation of America's foreign economic and humanitarian assistance programs in Jamaica. The cooperation program assistance provided by USAID is done solely through grant funding. Ambassador Robotham adds that the Caribbean Basin Initiative is for the promotion of trade, and the Caribbean Basin Security Initiative.
This allows us to address our mutual interests in terms of securing the Caribbean Sea, in terms of addressing drugs and arms smuggling, dealing with other important subjects such as international terrorism and various aspects that, you know, are of mutual interest to both sides.
In addition to the regional program, there's also a U.S.-Jamaica bilateral security operation program, where the U.S. supports the Jamaican security forces through the provision of training, intelligence sharing, and technical expertise, as well as in other areas. On Wednesday, April 8, President of the United States Barack Obama will visit Jamaica. This is the second time since the country's independence that a sitting president of the United States will be visiting the island.
It means a lot when a president of the United States visits a third world country. It means a lot to us, not only because focus will be on Jamaica. It means also that the president and the government of the United States of America is taking an interest in what is taking place in Jamaica. Now, that is not something that you can pay for.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator A.J. Nicholson. President Obama, who will be on the island along with CARICOM heads of government, will, on April 9, hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller on a range of issues of mutual interest. He's also expected to have discussions with heads of state and government of CARICOM and participate in a town hall meeting with young people at the University of the West Indies, Mona. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Ambassador Paul Robotham, says this is indeed a historic moment for Jamaica.
So it's natural and important for us to have discussions at the highest level, because these discussions help to fuel the relationship, to strengthen the relationship, and to cause the institutions of state, both in the USA and Jamaica, to focus on the bilateral partnership for mutual benefit.
President Obama and the CARICOM heads of state and government will leave Jamaica for Panama City to participate in the 6th Summit of the Americas, which begins on April 10.
Yo, Michael, how are you?
Well, I'm there, I'll take up the whole computer, I forgot dash way.
But the electronics that you?
Electronic waste, for be exact. In our work.
You don't know, so the National Solid Waste Management Authority launched a pilot program for collect all e-waste, such as cell phones, tablets and laptops, printers, chargers, keyboards, and them something there.
So play your part. Jamaica's beauty, a few with duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.